And now, we have a Tommy Freedom bonus.
That's right, folks. I couldn't quite fit everything I wanted to say into the show. So here now is a bonus track covering what I told you I was going to talk about earlier in the show and was not able to get to, and that is the border situation. First of all, the caravan has splintered into several groups. It's falling apart because Donald Trump has sent armed soldiers to the border. They've laid out Constantine wire. They're standing there with rifles a few feet apart, basically shoulder to shoulder. They put the stuff across the bridges. They put the stuff on the riverbanks. And it is an imposing force. And these people know that this is what they're coming to, what they're going to run into, and that it's pointless to go any further. And they are falling apart, folks. It is beautiful. I saw a photograph of all these soldiers standing there with their M4s and all that Constantine wire laid out in front of them. And it was just a sight to behold. We need to maintain this until that wall is built, because just the sight of that in and of itself is enough to get them to turn around and go back. Wonderful, wonderful news. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was about an incident that happened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, regarding a Hispanic family who moved into a very nice neighborhood and were sent a message. A Philadelphia woman was left shaken after she discovered a hate-filled letter in the mailbox of her new home. Connie Mella, which I assume is pronounced Maya, recently moved into a new house in the Taconi neighborhood of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with her mother, her husband, and her 7-year-old daughter, local Philadelphia news station WPVI-TV reports. When she opened the mailbox on Thursday morning, she found a note addressed to our new neighbor, but the letter's contents were anything but welcoming. The note starts off by saying, "If any of you understand English, which is spoken here in this country, then all of you in this house better pay close attention. We do not intend to put up with any type of blank blank from your kind of subhuman species." Wow, somebody's actually speaking up for their neighborhood. The author of the note warned, "If you make a lot of noise with your music, your trucks, vans, cars, or kids, we intend to firebomb your house." Well, that is a good, strong message, isn't it? Maya, whose family hails from the Dominican Republic, is an American citizen and has lived in the United States for nearly 2 decades. According to local Philadelphia news station WCKAL, she was distraught over the letter once she understood her family could be in danger. Her son, Elvis, how original, told the local station his mother is the type of person who likes to make sure everybody likes her. Well, apparently not everybody does. Maya turned over the letter to police, who are checking it for DNA and fingerprints, WPVI reported. "She waited so long to get her house, and this is how they welcomed her to the neighborhood," her son told WPVI. Yahoo Lifestyle has reached out to the Philadelphia Police Department for comment and will update the story with any response. Wow. Let me tell you something, folks. It's about time that this stuff has started happening again. You know, everybody says, "We've been getting along so well for so long, and now Trump has ruined everything." Well, no, we haven't gotten along well. It's just that people have been afraid to speak their minds, and Donald Trump has allowed them to do just that. People are now coming out of the closet, and I don't mean that in a homosexual way. We have been barricaded for years, the way that we felt about this country and who was ruining and why. And now people are coming out, they're speaking their minds. And folks, this is nothing new. And what you're seeing now is only the tip of the iceberg. What you're going to see in the coming months and years is people taking this country back. Taking it back from the trash who's invaded it. Taking it back from the scum who has ruined it. And things like this will become more and more commonplace. Mark my word. Now, folks, I have to add this one because I found this story while I was reading the last one to you. I found this little thing on the side, and it caught my attention. Surveillance video shows woman allegedly choking a bouncer she thought groped her at nightclub. Police in Plattsburgh, New York, released surveillance video of a 5'1", 125-pound woman allegedly choking a nightclub bouncer until he was unconscious. That's one tough check. The 22-year-old Kiara LaGrave of Plattsburgh allegedly put her arms around the man's neck because she believed he had slapped her on the butt. The bouncer was much larger than LaGrave, and she had to jump to reach him from behind to place him in a chokehold. He told police he did not react because he thought it was a friend playing a joke on him. Uh-huh. The incident occurred on the 518 nightclub's dance floor on October 20th. They got a picture of her here. She's a dyed blonde. She's got some penciled-in eyebrows. Not really bad looking. LaGrave, who has been charged with second-degree strangulation... Wow, there's a special charge for that, which is a felony, was in fact slapped by her female friend. This could be seen in the video just seconds before she moves on the bouncer. The female friend does not appear to stop LaGrave when she realizes she is holding the bouncer in a chokehold until the two crumple to the floor. Folks, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Now, really, a 5'1" chick jumps on this bouncer and he thinks it's a joke until he passes out? Nah, there's something wrong there. But again, she sounds like my type of chick. I did actually, at one point, have a girlfriend who was my bodyguard, believe it or not. She had a brown belt in Taekwondo, and if anyone messed with me, she was there to take them down. So there's nothing wrong with tough chicks. We have a lot of them in society. Ronda Rousey, there's a very good example there. I would not mind dating Ronda Rousey. She's pretty good looking, and she would have my back, I am sure. So that finishes up this Tommy Freedom bonus. I will be back next week with some more information for you. Until then, y'all take care.
This has been a Tommy Freedom bonus.